You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello. The most interesting thing in tech is the debate right now over fake political videos on the internet. Right now, we're talking about a Nancy Pelosi video. She was given an interview at the Center for American Progress. Somebody took her comments, slowed them down 75% so that she sounded kind of like this, changed the pitch so it went back to seeming more like Pelosi, and then it started to spread on various right-wing sites. Rudy Giuliani shared it. Trump talked about her performance. Lots of sites shared it. Many people thought she looked drunk, because she does look drunk because the video is fake. Nancy Pelosi apparently doesn't even drink, but that doesn't matter because now this video has circulated and lots of people think she drinks before public events. All right, so the big tech question, first of all, is should Facebook take this video down? Does Facebook have a responsibility? Now that we know with certainty that the video is fake, should Facebook remove it? My answer is no. You need to have space for political satire. I can imagine somebody making a video like that as part of humor or satire. You need to have a general bias towards free speech, allowing things on the internet, particularly about political figures. But just because it should be up there doesn't mean Facebook should make it easy to find. Facebook has lots and lots of tools that can slow down the speed at which misinformation and false information spreads. They can make it much harder to share. They can make it harder to find. Free speech does not equal free reach. So Facebook's responsibility in a situation like this, I think, is to make something that is verifiably false hard to find, but not to remove it completely. Okay, but that's kind of the easy question. The harder question is what happens when these videos become way more prevalent? This Nancy Pelosi video is what's called a shallow fake. It's sort of a simple, obvious fake. But what about when we're able to use artificial intelligence and just take a little bit of Nancy Pelosi saying something to make her sound like she's saying something completely else, or that she's in a situation she was never in, or who knows what? This is technology that comes first from the porn industry. It's moving into politics. We're not that far away from it. So then, I think Facebook's policy should still be the same. If something is identified as a deep fake, it can continue to exist online, but it should be hard to find. But the harder question is, how are we going to identify these videos? The Pelosi video was easy to identify because somebody just took a real feed of the event, compared it to the video. Video did not match real feed, therefore video was fake. But how are we going to do this in an era of artificial intelligence? There, it's tough. We're going to need technology that embeds watermarks when videos are taken with real cameras or photographs are taken with real cameras. We're going to need sophisticated artificial intelligence technology that can verify whether a video is real or whether it's fake. And we're going to need a lot of people, public interest organizations, the large platforms, helping to hunt down all of the false stuff that is created and that will surely be used to try to manipulate our political system. So there we are. The Nancy Pelosi video, it's kind of an obvious fake. But it's a sign of things to come. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.